you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, y'all. We're rerunning two episodes today. Enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Eves. Welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history day by day. The day was May 30th, 1953. Just before midday, Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Nepalese Sherpa Tenzing Norgay reached the summit of Mount Everest, the highest point above global mean sea level. The pair became the first recorded people to summit the mountain, and since then, thousands of people have attempted to climb Everest. Mount Everest is located in the Himalayas in Nepal and Tibet. It's the highest mountain on Earth above sea level. The climb to the top of the mountain is extremely challenging and dangerous. Oxygen levels are low at the summit, and the weather is cold and unpredictable. The first recorded attempt to climb Mount Everest happened in 1921, when a British expedition trekked miles across the Tibetan Plateau to the bottom of the mountain. They had to cut their climb short when a storm broke out, but mountaineer George Lee Mallory was determined to complete the climb. Mallory, along with George Finch and Jeffrey Bruce, took a shot at the climb the next year, but did not make it to the top. Later in 1922, Mallory attempted to summit Everest again, but the climb ended in disaster when several Sherpas died in an avalanche. 2 years later, climber Edward Norton approached the summit without using artificial oxygen, setting a world altitude record but not reaching the top. That same year, Mallory and climber Andrew Irvine set off on an attempt to reach the summit, but the two were never seen alive again, and Mallory's body was found on the mountain in 1999. More people attempted to summit Everest via Tibet and then Nepal. The north route up Everest through Tibet was closed, and Nepal only allowed one trip from the south annually. Britain had dibs on 1953, France was set for 1954, and Switzerland for 1955. In 1952, Tenzing Norgay and Raymond Lambert attempted the feat and made it to just below the south summit, but they had to turn around for supplies. The next year, a British expedition under the command of Colonel John Hunt was put together. New Zealanders Edmund Hillary and George Lowe, as well as Sherpa Tenzing Norgay, were part of the expedition. The climbers had specially equipped clothing, radio equipment, and oxygen systems. the team had brought 362 porters, 20 Sherpas, and 10,000 pounds of luggage. On March 10th, the 1953 British Everest Expedition set out from Kathmandu. In April and May, they ascended the mountain. On the night of May 29th, Hillary and Norgay, the second assault team, prepared for the climb to the summit. Tenzing had made 6 summit attempts before this one. Their oxygen supply was short, and the pair would have to do with 3 liters a minute rather than the 4 they had planned for. They ate sardines, jam, and honey, and drank hot water with lemon. By 6:30 in the morning on May 30th, Hillary and Norgay left camp for the summit in negative 17 degree Fahrenheit weather with 2 20-pound cylinders of oxygen, one of which was only partially filled. By 9 in the morning, they reached the south summit. And at 11:30 a.m., the two became the first to summit Mount Everest. Hillary took 3 photos of his climbing partner and laid down across. Tenzing left some sweets at the top of the mountain. They made their way back down to camp 15 minutes after they reached the summit. Queen Elizabeth II knighted Hillary for the achievement. Norgay received the British Empire Medal for the feat. Hillary went on more adventures, including to the North and South Poles. He established the Himalayan Trust and assisted Sherpas in Nepal. Norgay became the first director of field training of the Himalayan Mountaineering Institute in Darjeeling and later founded a trekking adventure company. The effects climbers have on Mount Everest and the environment, as well as the danger of conditions on Everest for climbers, remains a topic of debate. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And as an additional note, there has been controversy over whether Norgay and Hillary were really the first to get to the summit. Some say that Andrew Irvine and George Mallory made it to the top on their fatal climb and just did not make it back down. Thank you for joining me today. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you are interested in learning more about history, you can listen to the show Unpopular, a new podcast hosted by me that's about people who took a stand against the status quo to create meaningful change. You can subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast where we open the book of history, flip through it, and tear out a page. The day was May 30th, 1967. The Republic of Biafra declared its independence from Nigeria. In 1914, the colony and protectorate of Nigeria was established. British Governor General Frederick Lugard instituted a policy of indirect rule. In this setup, traditional structures were allowed to remain to establish regulations, but they were subordinate to British officials. Britain used existing ethnic and social divisions to keep Nigerians from organizing effective political resistance to its rule. It encouraged competition between Nigeria's largest ethnic groups, the House of Fulani, Igbo, and Yoruba. In 1954, Britain divided Nigeria into the northern, western, and eastern regions, with the latter two in the southern half of the federation. Each region was soon dominated by an ethnic group, the House of Fulani in the north, the Yoruba in the west, and the Igbo in the east. As the British consolidated their power in the region, ethnic and religious tension escalated. At the same time, the British faced dissent from the Nigerians who challenged British rule. In 1960, Nigeria gained independence from Britain. Abubakar Tafawa Balewa became the first prime minister. But the period just after independence was marked by violent leadership transitions and regional hostilities. Though some nationalists wanted a unified Nigeria, the state was immensely divided. The government was led by the Northern People's Congress in alliance with the National Council of Nigerian Citizens. And in 1963, the country became a republic. But ethnic conflict, as well as economic and social imbalances, brought tensions to a head. In January of 1966, the civilian government was deposed in a coup, and General Aguiyi Iransi, an Igbo, became the head of state. Igbo leaders claimed the coup was an attempt to save Nigeria from dissolution, but the House of Fulani and Yoruba people remained suspicious. The new administration abolished the federation and instituted a unitary state, but the leaders of the coup were accused of favoring Igbo domination. In July of 1966, General Yakubu Gowon, an Anga from the Middle Belt of Nigeria, led a counter-coup with help from northern groups. Aguiyi Iransi was killed, along with thousands of others from the south who were living in the north. Gowon restored the federal state. He promised to restore democratic rule, but continued ethnic tensions led to massacres. Thousands of southern Nigerians living in the north, particularly Igbos, were killed. Northern Nigerians were also targeted in eastern Nigeria. After the pogroms in the north, thousands of Igbos fled to their traditional lands in southern and eastern Nigeria. Gowon's government did not respond to Igbo appeals for justice, and support grew for Igbo secession. On May 30, 1967, the eastern region seceded and proclaimed the Republic of Biafra. Igbo leader General Emeka Ojukwu declared the Republic of Biafra a free and sovereign state. He also recommended that Biafra become a member of the Commonwealth of Nations and adopt a federal constitution based on the new provincial units. Ojukwu proclaimed that all ties between the Republic of Biafra and the Federal Republic of Nigeria were dissolved. He also declared that any contractual obligation entered into by any authority or organization within the Republic of Biafra would be considered as entered into with the government of the Republic of Biafra. The Nigerian government turned to violence to reclaim the region. For more than 2 years, Biafra and the government of Nigeria were engaged in a civil war. Biafra did gain recognition from some African states and received aid from international organizations. But Ojukwu fled the country, and Biafra surrendered in January of 1970. More than 1 million people are estimated to have died during the Civil War, including many Biafran civilians who died from starvation. After the war, the Nigerian government adopted a policy of no victor, no vanquished. Biafra was reabsorbed into Nigeria. The federal government proceeded to consolidate its power, and the Igbos grew more influential, but they were still marginalized. I'm Eve Chefcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us via email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.